الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا أبي القاسم محمد الأمين وعلى أهل بيته الطاهرين وصحبه الطيبين ومجاهدين في سبيل الله أجمعين وأما بعد ثم يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العلي العظيم. To the religious leaders, civic leaders, community activists, brothers and sisters in humanity, I greet you all with the Islamic greeting of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Without going to a lot of history, we all know why we are here today in regards to the multi-decade occupation that has been suffered by the people of Palestine. And also we tend to forget, but there is still land that is occupied that belongs to the people of Syria and to the people of Lebanon, which we should not forget about those two countries as well. But in this, I would like to make three brief points before I step down from the podium here. And the first one is relating to current events, and we've seen in the media that a new round of peace talks is supposed to be taking underway in regards to bringing peace or discussions of peace between the Palestinian people and the Israeli citizens. And our Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is a mediator in this process, as we have been shown in the media. And we all know here today, if we don't know it intellectually, we know it in our hearts, that this peace talk process that is undergoing right now will bear absolutely no fruit. It will bear absolutely no fruit, and I will tell you why it will bear no fruit. American public, unlike the rest of the world, and I've lived here my whole life, my family's been here for over 300 years, I think I know what I'm talking about. We seem to have short-term memory as Americans. And as the rest of the world has a collective consciousness and reports things, we tend to report things, and even our government sometimes will repeat things that are fallacious and not true to suit certain policy interests. Now, how in the world can there be a realistic discussion about peace talks when an entity which represents the elected government of the Palestinian people during a fair election that was monitored by international inspectors, including former President Jimmy Carter, is not at the peace table? Whether you agree with their politics or not, and there are certain things that the government in Gaza has done that I do not agree with. But we know that Mahmoud Abbas was not voted in as the legitimate president of the Palestinian people, and we know that these talking points that even the Obama administration is repeating, which is Bush administration talking points, that somehow there was a coup d'etat and the government in Gaza actually took over Gaza from Fatah. We know this is complete nonsense. We know this is nonsense, so therefore, how can there be real peace talks? Adversaries sit down with their adversaries to discuss and to negotiate and make peace. You don't sit down with someone who's not even a representative of the people to sit down to make peace with the people. This is complete rubbish. So let us keep this in mind. Let's not get disheartened when the peace talks break down, because they will break down. God knows best. I can't look into the future, but this is my forecast. Maybe I should be a weatherman. My forecast is these peace talks will fail miserably, despite the fact that we all want peace for all of the people who reside in that area. Two, we have people here of different nationalities and different religions, but I have a specific message for American Muslims and to Arab Americans who perhaps aren't Muslim. We know historically in this country that when many of us have criticized the Israeli government, we have been labeled or called anti-Semite. Let me say here today that we, as Muslims in Michigan, overwhelmingly have no problem with Jewish people or the Jewish faith. I personally have been involved with press conferences and criticized my own community for equating the Star of David with a Nazi symbol. Even though the Star of David is part of the Israeli flag, the Star of David represents a religious symbol, and it is haram, it is forbidden for us in Islam to make fun of any religious symbols of any people. We're not like this guy, Terry Jones, down in Gainesville, Florida, who plans on burning the Quran. So we have no problem with Jewish people and the Jewish religion, and we want peace for Muslims, for Christians who are Palestinians, for socialists, for Democrats, for Baha'is, and for Jews in that region. We want all babies, irrespective of who their parents are, to be safe in that area. I'm saying all this to say that even if we are labeled, or you are labeled with this label of being anti-Semitic, and actually Arabs are Semitic people too, we can't forget about that. Arabic is a Semitic language. Nonetheless, there takes people of courage and conviction that can stand up against vilification, against slurs, and against misrepresentation to stand up for what is right and for what is true. My grandfather was part of the civil rights movement. My mother went to segregated schools. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during his lifetime or not was not a very popular man. We have a national holiday, they're building a national monument. Dr. Cornel West calls what's happened to Dr. King is a Santa Clausification of Dr. King. When Dr. King stood up for the rights of poor working people, when he spoke out against American imperialism in Vietnam, he was voraciously attacked to the point that the director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, called Dr. King the most dangerous man in America. But now there's a national holiday after Dr. King. Nelson Mandela was not popular during his time, and we know, and he's still alive, but during his time with the ANC and the amount of years he spent in prison and at Robben Island, Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan called him a terrorist. But Nelson Mandela later came back and got a Presidential Medal of Freedom from the United States government and is one of the most respected people on the face of this earth. For that matter, if we go back to the history of the prophets, many of them were reviled in their time. Moses was reviled in his time. Jesus Christ was reviled in his time. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was reviled in his time. But these are the most followed and most respected people on the face of the earth, with two of the world's largest religions respecting and upholding these individuals. So I'm saying to you today, dear fellow Americans, anytime we see an injustice anywhere, we have to speak out and say something against it, even if there is a political cost for us. Now, I want you to do one thing before I sit down. How many of you have cell phones? I want you to pull your cell phone out. And I want you, I'm looking at you now. I want you to dial this number. 202-456-1111. Again, 202-456-1111. And after this rally, I want you to pick up the phone and call. That is the switchboard to the White House. And I want you to exercise your right as a citizen and your civic responsibility to tell our president that the Muslim community overwhelmingly voted for President Barack Hussein Obama, that we want peace in Palestine, we want justice, we're not looking for favoritism, but we want a balanced policy, and part of that balanced policy is a discussion of withdrawal of the occupied lands, dismantling of the illegal outposts, and to have some sort of discussion for a right of return for the millions of Palestinian refugees, including some that reside right here in Dearborn, Michigan. This is what I want you to do in these last days of Ramadan. Let's pray for peace, tolerance, and cooperation. Let us not let the sad conditions in Palestine cause us to swerve from justice, and let us have the moral courage to have the strength to criticize ourselves as Muslims or as Arabs if we see things that we're doing is wrong, especially the corrupt governments that permeate the Arab world. With that, I close. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.